I want to invite you to close your eyes. You may even wish to place your hands on your heart. And in this pause, this space, this silence where all of our hearts are joining in a field of coherence, let us see benevolence in the leadership within Colombia. Let us extend that, and let us see benevolence in the leadership for the countries within South America. Let us extend that further and see benevolence in the leadership of Central and North America. Let us also see benevolence in the leadership of Canada. Let us see benevolence in the leadership of the countries of Japan, China, Southeast Asia. Let us see benevolence in the leadership of the countries within Europe. Let us see benevolence in the leadership of the countries within the United Kingdom and Ireland. Let us see benevolence in the leadership within the countries within the Middle East. Let us see benevolence within the countries of the African continent. Let us see benevolence within the leadership within the countries of Australia, New Zealand, and all of the South Pacific Islands. And let us see benevolence within our entire global community, our brothers and sisters of humanity. And you may gently place your hands on your lap as we now receive the benevolent messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, right now there is world change. The energies that are here on this planet that might seem to create unrest are those that are different from the other energies that created the same kind of unrest. When the light starts to come on, and that is a metaphor, things start to change in a more permanent way than ever before. And the reason is because solutions that evaded you before are now available. So whereas before, You might have had those kinds of disturbances and gatherings and riots that would result in almost no change over the years, and then more riots resulting. Suddenly, you have the veil lifting so that the solutions to those things, the real beginning solutions, are there. Whether or not the consciousness of the leadership will find them and accept them is called free choice. And that's why you're here, Lightworker. The series that I've been giving you is the third of three. And we called it Rewriting Sacred Truths. You might say that one of the sacred truths that you're rewriting is how spirit sees you, perhaps, or how spirit then reacts to you, perhaps. Because as the veil lifts, dear ones, answers start flowing in. This is a new time, a new energy. We told you that one of the most sacred truths of all was the one I've been giving you for 31 years. It's not one of the three. So we place it upon the three and call it number four. Is that confusing to you? And we gave it to you in the first of the three. We give it to you now in review, and that is you sit in the energy of a loving creator who does not judge you. That loving creator is not one that has a human consciousness. That loving creator is not human, and you cannot put upon that loving creator the persona of a father in the sky who judges you. That is number one. It always has been. It's not part of the three we've given you, because it is self-evident in this time for you. God is love. God is beautiful. God is not a father in the sky. It is so much more than that. Loves you beyond measure. There's more. The third of the three is, again, one that is hard to understand, might be controversial because of what you've learned. What have you learned about the hierarchy of God? And you would say, well, I'm not really sure. Think about it. There are many hierarchies, not only of God, but of the spiritual systems and the behavior you're asked to have that has steps, and also that which is higher than something else. Let's go to the main one. Now we'll give you some information, and you're going to say, well, wait a minute, you're rewriting scripture. Give me a moment. Here's a statement. There's no such thing as an archangel. What do you mean, Cryon? Archangel by its name would say top angel, one in charge, angel in charge of everything. Don't you find it interesting that humanity has decided that the angel in charge is a male? If it isn't any more human than that, show me. Dear ones, the archangel is a myth. It is simply an angel, a beautiful angel with a specific message. You might say, well, wait a minute. We got that from Scripture, Christ. You can't rewrite Scripture. And I will tell you this. All Scripture written by humanity, written by men, not the finger of God, by men, under the influence of God, some of it channeled, was done in an older energy. And the best they could say and do and give you was what you would recognize. Humans have always been hierarchical. In every single situation on your planet, there are those in charge. There are the sub ones in charge of those below them and below them. You know what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be the military for there to be a commander. And yet that is not the energy of spirit. There is no commander. There is no in charge. And that is difficult for any one of you who is linear. If you go to that which is the creative source, you will see an equality you did not expect. When everyone knows everything, there does not have to be anyone in charge. Do you understand this? When everyone has the wisdom of profound, perfect leadership, there doesn't have to be anyone in charge. Can you imagine a workforce where everyone knew everything? And then they would do everything automatically, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have to have those passing down the information from those who were marketing and product specialists and all, because everyone would know everything. This is just a tinge of the reality of God. And the way spirit works, it's not a human system. It's not a system. Love is not a system. Compassion is not a system. It's an energy. The creative source of this universe is an energy. It is not a system. So you don't have those in charge of others. Now let's go to the big one. There are so many systems that are sacred, supposedly, on this planet that you will join in order to worship that which is the creative source in the way you're comfortable, and those systems will have you climbing stairs. They will have you counting beads. They will have you doing this and that and this so that you can go to a level or a place that is better than you were. You're climbing stairs. These systems also may have what we warned you about in the last channeling, that you've done something wrong or evil has come in and you then have to undo it, or you have to then do something to make your wrong right. And we told you that doesn't exist either. Love has no system. Love has no judgment. Compassion and unconditional love and compassion have nothing like that. And yet, there it is for you to see. It's all human, dear one. Climbing the steps and the stairs so that you can come to a place that is better than you were in the love, in the perception of God, is a human concept. Period. We've given you many messages of how God sees you. God sees you as perfect and magnificent right now. As you sit there, were you told that? Or were you told something else? Were you told you were born dirty and don't have a chance? Unless you climb the stairs? Or unless you do something else? Is that the message? Do you think that really is the message from a creative source where you were part of it? Where your soul has God in it? Controversial? Of course. Magnificent? Yes. Freeing? Yes. Understand. This is the beginning of the veil lifting and the knowledge of being able to rewrite things you were told that are now grander than ever. And so it is.